From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In the devastated Syrian city of Aleppo, government forces and their allies continue pressing an offensive that has pushed rebels back to a shrinking part of the eastern sector. It's a battle President Bashar al-Assad told state television will change the course of the war. The rebels have called for a temporary ceasefire, but Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal said that's likely to fall on deaf ears.
This is a last-ditch attempt, a half-hearted attempt on the part of the rebels, and I think that they may be able to persuade some of the elements in the Assad government who may be willing to accommodate them. But it doesn't look like likely because those very people who could have used some degree of accommodation have been sidelined by the hardliners in the Assad government.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has been meeting in Germany with his Russian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, in a bid to arrange a ceasefire. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesman.
This is part of our ongoing efforts to try to reach some kind of meeting of the minds with regard to at least a pause in the violence in Aleppo that can allow for humanitarian assistance to reach the population there. More broadly, an effort to get the political negotiations back on track.
Meanwhile, the International Committee of the Red Cross said nearly 150 patients were evacuated by government forces from a hospital in the liberated old city of Aleppo. Vote counting underway in Ghana following Wednesday's election. African Union observer AG Hifikepunye Pohamba said all went well except for one polling station opening late.
The other stations that we visited, we were impressed that there was an order. People were very, very peaceful.
Incumbent President John Mahama is seeking a second four-year term against his main opponent, Nana Akufo-Addo. This is VOA News. There were no survivors after a Pakistan International Airlines turboprop craft crashed while traveling from the northern town of Chitral to Islamabad Wednesday. There were 48 people on board. Faisal Subswari is a Sindh Provincial Assembly member.
Certainly the entire Pakistan is in tears. We are all in grief because it is a major accident, a major plane crash.
The airline said the captain had reported losing power in an engine moments before the plane lost contact with the Islamabad control tower. Rescue workers, soldiers, and police in Indonesia have been pressed into service, combing through the rubble of a town hit hard by Wednesday's 6.5 magnitude earthquake in Aceh province on the northern tip of Sumatra Island. More than 100 people are known to have died in the powerful quake. Hundreds more were injured, dozens of buildings destroyed. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump continues building his cabinet following his November 8 election victory. He tapped retired Marine Corps General John Kelly to be Secretary of Homeland Security. He also selected Oklahoma State Attorney General Scott Pruitt to head up the Environmental Protection Agency. Mr. Trump has also called on Iowa Governor Terry Branstad to serve as ambassador to China, a good choice, according to Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack.
He's tenacious, and he's going to have to be. He is tireless. He's going to have to be. And he understands and appreciates the importance of trade, and he'll have to. All the qualities that make a good ambassador, he has.
Branstad has had a long-standing personal relationship with Chinese President Xi Jinping that dates back to the 1980s. Italy's Prime Minister Matteo Renzi resigned Wednesday after pledging to step down in the wake of the defeat Sunday of his referendum on constitutional reform. The presidential palace indicates the task of forming a caretaker government could get underway Thursday. Mr. Renzi said his Democratic Party will be ready if elections are called before the next scheduled ballot to be in early 2018. South Korea's parliament has introduced a bill to impeach President Park Geun-hye, whose administration is engulfed in an influence-peddling scandal. Parliament's vote could come Friday. Opposition parties say they believe they have the two-thirds majority vote needed to pass the measure. In economic news, both China's exports and imports grew in November at the fastest pace in 2 years. That's seen as a reflection of both a global and domestic recovery in demand. Meanwhile, Japan revised downward third-quarter growth to just 0.3%. That still makes it the third straight quarter of growth in the world's third-largest economy. On Wall Street, new record closings for both the benchmark Dow Jones Average and the S&P 500 indices Wednesday, the Dow adding nearly 300 points to 19,549. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.